Teeming with fullness of life, in every corner is the land of Attapadi, in the silent valley biosphere. Life in its myriad forms, in the plants, in the insects, in the animals, and their spirits, the waters, and the rocks, they all have one story to tell. The silent story of an ecological joy. The joy that flows in the form of rivers Bhavani and Kuntipura through the land of the leeches that enthrall in the wet strains made by the water. Synonymous with the Mudugar is joy. Joy that is seen and felt in every sphere of their life. The name Mudugar is said to have an interesting origin. The Mudugar women carrying their babies on their backs is said to have earned the tribe their name. The Mudugar have the highest population in Attapadi after the Irular, consisting of 22 hamlets interspersed in the area. Water as a life force occupies an important position in the lives of Mudugar, as they consider it to be their parent and sister and deity. This song is about a mother who keeps her promise made to the river. Though the song has a soulful, melancholic rendition, the mother is joyous in fulfilling her promise to the water. The soulful melody of the mother gives way to the joyous, playful rhapsody of the children in this song. The children's play is a song about the simple act of an ant being asked to climb on the gooseberry. The expression geru geru is the point of connection in both these songs. The former meaning increase in volume and the latter climb. Myths and songs are an inseparable activity of the Mudugar. They ensure that all living creatures are part of the circle of life.
Villar vandara, yo vandara. Seri enda naan kada putre enda. Putre kada putre. Kappal shodi kada.
Enda kada putre.
Kappal shodi kada. Jala morra putre enda.
Here, Pandirangan narrates the story of a chieftain and his children. The story runs on for hours at a stretch. The stories of the Mudugar usually consist of images from their immediate physical environment. The stories serve different purposes. The stories are a welcome break from work. They are tools of learning for the children and a way of keeping the social life vibrant with the memories of yore. This lullaby, which is sung by the Mudugar, is about the origin of the tribe. The lullaby sung to the child talks about the birth of the Mudugar from the black fissured rock.
അവരുടെ ആരംഭത്തെ കുറിച്ചുള്ള ഐതിഹ്യങ്ങൾ വ്യത്യസ്തമാണ്. മുടുകരെ വിശ്വസിക്കുന്നത് അവരെ ഒരു പാറ പൊട്ടിപ്പള്ളന്നുണ്ടായ ആൾക്കാരാണെന്നാണ്. അപ്പോൾ അവരുടെ ലോകവീക്ഷണം വ്യത്യാസമുണ്ടല്ലോ. അതനുസരിച്ചായിരിക്കും പിന്നെ അവരുടെ ആ വിശ്വാസങ്ങൾ ഉൾക്കൊള്ളുന്ന പാട്ടുകളൊക്കെ അവർ രൂപപ്പെടുത്തുക. പിന്നെ അവരുടെ തന്നെ വേറൊരു വിശ്വാസമുണ്ട്, ഒരു പാമ്പുമായിട്ടുള്ള ഒരു ഇടപഴകൽ ഇവരിടയ്ക്ക് ഉണ്ടാവുകയും ആ പാമ്പ് അത്ഭുതകരമായ രീതിയിൽ കൊല്ലപ്പെടുകയും കൊല്ലപ്പെട്ടപ്പോഴേക്കും ആ പാമ്പിൻ്റെ വെട്ടി കണ്ടിച്ച വിവിധ കഷ്ണങ്ങൾ തലയും വാലും ഉടലുമൊക്കെ പോയി വീണ സ്ഥലങ്ങളാണ് അവരുടെ ഊരുകൾ. ഇങ്ങനെയൊക്കെയുള്ള ആരംഭ കഥകൾ അവർക്കുണ്ട്.
The cycle of birth is incomplete without death. Death is a need for a birth, and therefore joy. Another reason for joy to be celebrated in mourning and coming together to feel the joy of the dead, who is no longer visible but present, present and living in the unseen. The custom of Pariyapanam is interesting as it assumes a cultural significance of the system of giving dowry, but with a difference. The man gives a dowry to the woman which does not exceed ₹101. After the death of the man, the dowry is returned to the Moopan, who then uses it for the general good of the hamlet. This giving back of the money also signifies the end of the marriage, and the widow is free to remarry and begin her new life, the sustaining of joy. The Mudugar have four important persons donning the role of the caretakers and law governing officials. They are the Moopan, Kurutala, Vandari and Mannukaran. The Moopan is the chieftain, the Kurutala is the chieftain in the absence of the Moopan, while the Vandari is the financier and the Mannukaran officiates the matters of the land.